Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. We're conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. May I ask, what is your zip code?
48152.
And thank you. Just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were, what is the year of your birth, please?
1-12-69.
Just the year, 69, right? Okay, thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else? Genderqueer?
Male.
Male, okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else? Not eligible to young, maybe not register, or did not vote.
I do vote. I am Democrat.
Oh, but in the 2020 general
Oh,
election,
I bet. Yeah, I did for Biden.
you voted for Biden, the Democrat. Okay. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, or no?
Nope, African American.
Okay, no, okay, I understand. And so you said you're Black or African American, right? Thank you so much. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you
Yes.
not registered? Oh, yes, okay,
I'm
thank you.
registered.
And as you may know, there will be elections for offices like the President and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances
I will
50-50?
vote.
Okay, would you say definitely or probably? You will, right? Definitely.
Yeah, definitely, yes.
Okay. And how do you plan on voting the upcoming 2024 general elections? Voting in person early before election day? Voting in person on election day? Or voting by mail or other?
Voting by mail.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the Black community has no power at all. From 0 to 10, any number.
Okay, I'll say 5.
Okay, thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay, and now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, again, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, with neutral, you know, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or you've never heard of that type of people and or groups, please indicate so. Josh Shapiro.
5.
Okay. Joe Biden.
10.
Thank you. Barack Obama.
Barack, he's not running, but 10.
Okay. Tim Walz.
5.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
0.
Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
Mark Kelly.
5.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
I give her a 10.
Okay. Gretchen Whitmer.
A 10.
Okay. Thank you. Moving forward, sir. Just one moment, please. What do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? Please select the top 3 issues most important to you. Rising cost of living, abortion, protecting and expanding voting rights, access to quality education, affordable quality housing, criminal justice and police reform, reducing racism and discrimination, public safety, including gun violence, climate change and the environment, affordable quality healthcare, better transportation systems, immigrations, access to good jobs, none of the above, or other. You can select three issues.
Access to good jobs, for sure.
Okay. Access to good jobs, okay. Another one that you might want to select?
Immigration is one problem, too.
Mm-hmm. Immigration, okay. You can select two, or you can select one more or leave it like that as you prefer.
Cost of living. Totally up.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, let me just go ahead and select that one as well. Rising cost of living. Okay, so I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you so very much. And also, is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump, would you say?
For Kamala Harris.
For Kamala Harris, okay. And as of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote, make no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote?
Much motivated to vote.
Much more motivated to vote. Okay, thank you. Yes. And compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference, or somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or much more favorable?
Much more favorable.
Thank you. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some little, or not at all?
Interest other people.
Okay, would you say that case a lot of trust, some trust, little trust? Or
a lot of trust.
A lot of trust in Kamala, right? Okay. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Okay. And for each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes her a little bit, or it doesn't describe her at all. The statements are represents the AAPI community, represents the AAPI community, really describes, somewhat describes, describes a bit, or really does not describe her.
It describes her.
You say somewhat or a bit?
Somewhat.
Okay. Is prepared to be president?
Yes.
You think it really describes her or somewhat describes her?
It really describes her.
Thank you. Restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community. Do you think it describes her or not describes her, describes a bit, or somewhat describes her?
And describes her.
Okay, it really describes her, right?
Yes.
Okay, is tough on crime?
Yes.
Really describes her?
Describes her. Yes. It really describes her.
Really describes her, okay. Fights for all of us. Really somewhat describes her a bit, or really does not?
It really describes her.
Okay. She's a strong black woman.
Describes her.
Somewhat or really or a bit?
Really. Really describes her.
Okay. Governs with an iron fist.
Describes her.
A lot? Really? Somewhat or a bit?
A lot.
Thank you. Is someone young girls can look up to? Really? Somewhat or describes a bit?
Really look at you.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like you to tell you more about President Kamala, Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to tell me how to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or not different. Kamala forged her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protections for these victims. More favorable or less favorable?
More favorable.
Much more or somewhat more favorable?
Much more.
Okay. Now, the second is, Kamala is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historically black university where she became a member Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, and remains actively engaged in advancing their mission of uplifting black communities. More favorable or less favorable? Somewhat or much more?
More favorable.
Much more favorable, you said, right? Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policy agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias training program for a police officer. Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference here?
Much less favorable.
Thank you. In 2004, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples. Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference?
Much more favorable.
Okay. Kamala started a program called Back on Track as district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment. Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Much less favorable.
Thank you. Now, Kamala is jokingly referred to as Mamala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supportive presence she has been in their lives. Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Much more favorable, I believe, yes.
Okay, totally understandable. Thank you so much. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10, please.
10.
Thank you so much. Now, once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all. Any number from 0 to 10, you can use any number.
5.
All right, thank you so much. And I know we're at 83%. I know it's still a long way up, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you so very much. And is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump? For Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Nope, for Kamala Harris.
Okay. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all trust?
A lot.
Thank you. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all trust?
A lot.
Thank you so much, sir. Which of the following would you say you are? Which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? Select up to three: Snapchat, network news, ABC, CBS, NBC, Instagram, local TV news, Facebook, Twitter, MSNBC, family and friends, Fox News, local radio, national newspapers, CNN, local newspaper, TikTok, other, or none of the above.
Other.
Other. Okay, thank you. And are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential election come up recently in these group chats? Very often, somewhat often, a little
bit. Somewhat often.
Okay, thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
A Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received, please?
2 years of college.
Okay, I understand. And now 95% complete. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18 or no?
No.
Okay. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About 75,000.
Okay. About 75,000, between 75,000. Okay. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay.
Okay. All right.
You're welcome, sir. Goodbye.
All right. Bye.